New Hampshire author, educator, and comic storyteller Cindy Pierce likes honesty and, when possible, a healthy splash of humor. So when her 93-year-old mother died in 2019, Pierce channeled her grief into a one-woman show that she hopes will honor her mother's life and resonate with others caring for aging parents. Vermont Public's Nina Keck spoke with Pierce about the project and has more.
The play is called Keeping It In, a title that refers both to the rustic New Hampshire inn Pierce's parents ran for more than 30 years and the difficult emotions people often keep tucked inside.
People say, oh, the show's about dementia. No. The show's a comedy show, a one-woman show. No. It is about so many things. It's about family. It's about a relationship. It's about a crazy inn.
It's about the complicated bond between mothers and daughters, about love and loss, and what stays in your mind when your mind starts to go.
It's about life.
Specifically, the last 6 decades of her mother Nancy's life.
She was a fiery, smart, funny, no-nonsense lady.
Nancy Pierce was born in 1926. Went to Smith College and fell hard for a Dartmouth student named Reg.
She actually says, and it's in the show, she said, your father was the first guy I knew who didn't want me under his thumb. He appreciated my opinions. He let me finish my sentences.
Cindy's parents settled outside New York City, and they had 9 children. But in the early 1960s, their son Angus died from measles just before his 4th birthday. Another son, Rodney, died at 3 months.
And that really wrenched, and that happened 5 months apart.
At the time, Cindy says her mother was pregnant with her older sister, and her dad's high-pressure, boozy corporate lifestyle gave them little time to process the grief. So in 1971, her parents hit the reset button and moved to Etna, New Hampshire.
On a whim, they bought an inn and moved us up here with 4 kids in college, thinking, my dad's like, I went to business school. I'm a pretty good business guy. I can figure this out.
But Cindy says being an innkeeper was a lot harder than her father expected. So the family settled on a new plan to run the place.
And he said after 2 years, after we lost all our money, I handed the business over to your mother and I became the donkey of the operation, doing the housekeeping, the toilet cleaning, the bed making, and they just did it differently.
At the inn, Cindy says her parents were a team and her mom was in her element, despite or maybe because of the chaos of guests, kids, and money problems. Cindy, the baby of the family, remembers a crazy but wonderful childhood. After her siblings grew up and moved on, Cindy and her husband took over the inn. They watched Nancy navigate first widowhood, then memory loss.
And the thing is, if you don't want to see that your parent has dementia, and she doesn't want you to see it, she can do 10 minutes. She's got a few bits that she can throw out. And everyone's like, look at her, sharp as a tack. So once again, keeping it in. Like, let's pretend everything's wonderful.
As Nancy's dementia worsened, Cindy says it was easy to lose her patience and get frustrated, and then heartbreaking to see her mom's long-buried grief over losing her children resurface. Writing about it helped, says Cindy. As a comic storyteller, she tried to find the humor of it all and the love. Her siblings, she says, supported her and provided stories. While there are comic moments, the play can be painful in its honesty. Cindy admits the biggest challenge was not to imitate her mom on stage, but to become her at her various ages.
And that was a transition that took me a bit.
She remembers rehearsing a particularly hard scene when her mom is 82 and dealing with the loss of her husband.
And all of a sudden, it felt like she came into me. I suddenly had new gestures, the neck position of her neck pain, her slight hunch. It was the strangest sensation to feel her with me. I mean, it was powerful.
She says her mom has helped like that more than once. In fact, the night before our interview, Cindy told me she went to bed worrying she'd forgotten how to do her mother's hairstyle. When she woke up, there was a weird message on their landline's answering machine.
It's from at least 5 years ago. It's the hairdresser. And the person comes on and says, "Hello, Cindy." I don't even think she said her name.
I can't remember the time she said that your mom would be out getting out. I'm doing a perm, and they put her way late. So give me a buzzer. Why don't you just bring her over when she gets out?
That's when I feel like Big Nance is like, "Hey, I know if I appeared in the living room to say hello, you'd die on the spot. And I know you got a few shows coming up. So I think I'll make sure you know I'm here in this way."
Cindy Pierce will perform Keeping It In at upcoming shows in Vermont in Manchester, Burlington, and White River Junction. For Vermont Public, I'm Nynie Keck.